He is so old.
What is going on with my sound card?
I don't know.
Sorry.
Old. Mm-hmm. But literally, I think they were having to prop him up on that, you know, the little whatever you call the podium thing.
Yes.
And he didn't know what he was saying. They were like feeding him answers. He made a couple of funny quips.
It would be like having Fatty.
He's got to be like 105.
It would be like having Big Fatty on the what? Ah, cake.
But the Lawrence family won.
Well, yeah, of course they're up against Ed Asner, who didn't, you just clearly said he didn't even know what the fuck he was doing.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
He didn't know what he was saying.
Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1982 of the BFO right? The 28th of August, 2015, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all gonna update you on what's been going on out here at the Pride 48.
Yes, Spaghetti.
Hello, Hog Ranchers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you have a right. Is going well, y'all. You are Hog Ranchers. Because y'all, last night, there was a big group of us that went to the Fun Hog Ranch here at Lost Wages. Big Fatty, are you going to do that now? Are you going to do, you're going to do something else before you tell about all that? Well, yeah, I think you're probably right. Let's do this. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, guys, y'all, tomorrow, the 29th of August, y'all, we have not one, but two, I say, two celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one, y'all, he's from that little show up there in the Chicago. Ooh, y'all, that is chicken fingers. Yes, Big Fatty, they were delicious. They were, and they're even good the second time. Big Fatty is vulgar. Y'all, he's from that little show up there in the Chicago's, the PNS explosion. Big Fatty, it just sounds vulgar, the name of that. Y'all, it is the N. It is the N in PNS. Y'all, it is that PNS Noah is having a celebration of exiting the birth canal tomorrow. And y'all, then someone that Big Fatty I met Noah also at a meet and greet up there. He was under Big Fatty's kilt. Big Fatty, he's never been the same since. But other person who has a celebration of exiting the birth canal on Tamari, met him down at the Good Days several times, y'all. It's the short bus. The short bus. Yes, Big Fatty, we love the short bus. And y'all, if you see PNS Noah or the short bus on the Twitty or the Face Space, y'all wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope that PNS Patrick takes on the responsibility of making Noah a big old penis-shaped kid.
For swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I'm going to tell you something. The Grin Doctor, the Grand Doctor and the other dating sites, Big Fatty, they've been smoking, and it's true, they have been smoking, and y'all, in fact, they're smoking so much they would fit right in the casinos. There's so much smoke, Big Fatty. Thursday. Thursday afternoon, Big Fatty is here in the room. Y'all, I came to complete my morning constitution. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about your coils. And y'all, the Grand Doctor, Herbert Werder, and y'all, it's this little 22-year-old. Herbert Werder, are you at the Luxor also? I said, no, I'm at the Excalibur. And he says, well, would you like to come over? I said, yes. And he says, okay, come on. And y'all, I went over there and it was just lovely. And y'all, there's no accounting for taste, is all I've got to say. But y'all, it's helped Big Fatty. Big Fatty's been on a steady diet. Yes, Big Fatty, we don't need to hear what a steady diet is. But anyway, y'all, it was just lovely. And and y'all, there were several other folks that were Herbert Werder. You're here till next Tuesday. Can we get together? And we're, yes. And so you know, we'll just see how it all pans out. But and y'all, here was the funny thing. After I finished my business over in the Luxor, the guy says, "Can I buy those pompers from you?" And him, no. He says, those are good. I said, yes. And y'all, if I had another bottle, I probably would have assisted him with the transaction of that. Yes, Big Fatty, anything, because you're cheap. You're cheap. Cheap, you're old and you're cheap. You're cheap, cheap, cheap and old. Now, y'all, I thought I'd just kind of bring you up to date on what's going on. First of all, for those of you that are still traveling to Lost Wages, safe travels, and I think there's probably about a half a dozen folks that are coming in after the Pink Capit and the Pride 48 Brufkas. Y'all, now, first of all, before I go any further, I just want to remind everyone that Big Brother's a little show is going to be at noon p.m. in the afternoon later today for right. And that's a specific time. That's 3 p.m. in the only time zone that matters. And y'all, if you can't listen live, you know, you can listen live on the computer or on the TuneIn or radio app. But y'all, if you can't listen live because you're at the coal mine or whatever, Big Fatty will be releasing his little show next week. So, you know, it will be available to you regardless. You know, so, but, you know, if you can make it and listen, we'd love to have you listen in. It's just going to be lovely. Yes, Big Fatty, they always, you always go first to set the bar low. It's true, y'all, the bar will be very low. On Wednesday, y'all, quite a few people had arrived, and y'all, the first event that we had was the dinner at the Peppermill for the early arrivals, if they wanted to participate. And y'all, I think we had 30 people or somewhere about there. We had, now let's see if I can go around and tell you who all was there, and I'm probably going to miss somebody, so if I miss you, please forgive me. Y'all, we had the Pot Is My Co-Pilot group. We had all the folks from the Cocktails and the Kerfuffles. We had Zombie Girl TJ. We had Q Sledge. We had Christian Mesa. We had Christina and Bob Hill and their friend, John. We had Alti Cruiser. We had Marcus from Go Big and Go Home. We had Stevie B. We had Melissa the Confused and Blind Guy J. And Let's see, who else was sitting over there? Big Fat, and we had Donna Sugar's mama and daddy and aunt. Y'all, I sat with them. It was just delightful to have a chance to break bread with them. Big Fatty, that was good bread, too. It was. Aunt, and did I mention Aunt and his husband, Mark? They were there. And I know I'm missing somebody, but I can't think. Did I say Christina? Yes. And I said Melissa the Confused. And y'all, I know I'm missing somebody. But anyway, it was a big crowd. If you're ever in Lost Wages, visit the Peppermill. It's a throwback establishment, and y'all, they cook all their food there in the store. They don't go out and buy a lot of, you know, pre-processed stuff and all. And the breads are freshly made, and the desserts, you know. And y'all, they give you enough food to feed an army. Y'all, I got the, what did I get? Big Fatty, you got the French dip sandwich. It's true. And curly French fried potatoes. And y'all, there must have been 2 pounds of curly French fried potatoes on my plate. And the French dip sandwich, there must have been an inch of roast beef on it. And it was a good fresh roll and everything. And the au jus was just lovely. And y'all, I couldn't finish it all. In fact, I don't know that if anybody. Well, you know who else was there? Gary Bearden and his friend Hugh, and R.C. Martinez and his husband Jay. Y'all met them yesterday, and Jay and Hugh are just delightful folks. Really enjoyed meeting them. We just had a nice little dinner there, and we all carpooled down there. And y'all, then we came back up here to the hotel, and y'all had a little bit of time before we gathered back downstairs to see who was going to go to the Fun Hog Ranch. Yes, Big Fatty, that's why we're all Fun Hogs today. It's true. And y'all, we went over to the Fun Hog Ranch, and let's see if I can remember everyone that went there. That Daniel Biba was there, Nico Martinez, Joe Zubia, we had Artie Cruiser, we had Marcus, we had Baron Frosty and Dr. P. We had, of course, Berg Carter and Mr. Mike. And Mr. Mike may have been at supper, too. I can't remember. Mr. Mike from the Squamish, Northern Mexico. And Mags was there. And then the crew from Instant Gratification, they were there. And y'all, then Blind Guy Jay was there. Oh, Blind Guy Jay was at supper too. Yes, Big Fatty. And Gerard. And then y'all later on in the evening, Aunt and his husband came in, and y'all then a little bit after that, in comes the Turnip Head and the Urban Guy T.O., and y'all dragging in with them was that Hendrick from Perfume Germany, Mexico. And y'all, we just had a really good time. Y'all, there were more Pride 48ers in the bar than there were locals in there. And we just all had a good time, and had, y'all, they do these 2-for-1 drinks. So you buy, it was probably in an 8-inch tall glass Tanqueray and tonic. And it was $6, and then you had a coupon to get the next one free. Big Fatty! So it was not an expensive evening at all. But y'all, we all had a good time, and came back here to the hotel, and this was the other thing at the. At the Fun Hog Ranch, there was a young gentleman there. Y'all, he was from Glasgow, Scotland, and he was on holiday or something. I don't know what he was doing, but I told him that I had just been over to Scotland and had been to Edinburgh and Stirling. Oh, Big Ruddy! And y'all, he got back to the room. And y'all, I checked my grin doctor before I went to bed. Y'all, before we left to go to the Fun Hog Ranch, he had sent me a message on the Grin Doctor saying, "Hey, Herbert Werder," and I didn't know it at the time, and so I didn't know it when we were there at the Fun Hog Ranch, and I wrote him back, and I said, "Weren't you just at the Fun Hog Ranch?" "Yes, Big Betty." And so anyway, but y'all slept really well on Hump Day night. And then got up on Thursday morning, and y'all, I had my coffee and a little brufkus. And then I headed on over to the broadcast suite, and y'all, we were working on the swag bags and some last minute things that were going on. And we've got all of those set up. We're putting them out at the Pride 48 brufkus. On a Friday morning, and y'all, it's gonna be lovely, just lovely. And so anyway, spent the day just taking care of little things, testing the stream, and making sure all the mechanicals were working and everything. And y'all, everything's all set up and ready to go. So we're just waiting on the clock now before the pink carpet. And y'all, if you miss the pink carpet or the opening show, y'all, those will also be available at a later time over there at Pride 48, as all of the little shows will be archived over there and posted. But, you know, give us a little time to get that taken care of. But, y'all, this weekend, I hope if you're not in Lost Wages that you're in the chat room, because, y'all, we've got big screens set up so we can monitor the chat room. And we know if you're in the chat room, you're going to have a good time. Folks just have a good time in the chat room. And so be over there. We go Saturday morning. We start at noon, and then we start up later on in the afternoon after a 2-hour lunch break. But y'all, nothing goes past 7 p.m. in the evening Pacific, so that's 10 p.m. in the evening. On Saturday and Sunday mornings, we start at 10 a.m. Pacific, which is 1 p.m. In the only time zone that matters. So, y'all, it's a good schedule for the folks that are out here in Lost Wages and for the folks that are at home. So, you're not having to be a shut-in. You know, Big Fatty, are there other shut-ins than that one in Walnut Hills? I'm sure there are, but anyway, that's the one that comes to me. Yes, Big Fatty. But anyway, all of it ends, y'all. All of it ends on Sunday night at 6:30 p.m. is the closing show, 6:30 Pacific, and that's 9:30 Eastern. Is the closing show on Sunday evening, so y'all tune in for that. There's always some nice things being said, and y'all during the closing show, that's when we'll be selecting who wins the different prizes. And y'all, if you want to be eligible for one of the prizes, go over there to pride48.com, click on that purple button, and for every $5 you donate, you'll get an entry into the drawing. And y'all, that'll take place during the closing show on Sunday night. So y'all, and it helps support Pride 48 and everything that we do. And yes, Big Fatty, it's just going to be a weekend of loveliness and cake. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend. I hope to see you in the chitter chat rooms during the weekend. And y'all, listen to a new little show that you may not have heard. And I hope you're going to join Big Fatty. 3 p.m. Eastern later today, y'all. To be quite honest, I got nothing. I got nothing, but y'all, I'll probably have a cocktail, and I've got some prizes if folks come and do an Axe Big Fatty question, so y'all, we just have to wait and see how it all works out. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that Daniel Biba and Adam Burns, you know, they're the ones that started Pride 48, and Adam... as you look forward to Big Fatty's show, what do you got in mind?
He didn't know what he was saying.
Oh, Big Fatty, you never know what you are saying. It's just vulgar.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.